Hi, this is Vincent Skinner talking to you, and thank you for watching today. And I just want you to know that the Lord is in control. I've got a good friend of mine today, Pastor Connie Oberle from Amberg, Germany, and he'll share a little bit about himself and his church and what God's doing. And we're really excited about what God is doing around the nations. You know, I hear from friends of mine from different nations, and they all tell me, man, the Lord is doing fantastic thing. You know, there's a scripture here that I want to read you just before I bring Connie into the program. It's found in Isaiah chapter 60, and it says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, even though darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you." And I want you to know that's the testimony we're getting from many of our friends internationally that have remained faithful to the Lord during this time, that they're experiencing a move of God. They're doing amazing things are happening. So I'm going to just bring Connie in on the program now, and I'm excited to hear about what the Lord's doing there, because it's amazing. I want you to hear. So let's just bring Connie in here. Hey, Connie, how are you?
Hey, Vincent, I'm doing fine. How are you?
Good. And just greet the people quickly, Connie, and tell them, for those that don't know who you are, what city you're in, the name of your church, and that.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. This is a video from Vincent Skinner, and my name is Pastor Connie Oberle. I'm based in Amberg, which is in West Germany, close to the town of Nuremberg. And we have a church here, and I'm together with Vincent over, I think, meanwhile, 16 years.
Yeah.
And we are together around the world, and he is often in Germany, and I'm helping him to do his schedule in Germany. So we are doing things together, and I'm happy to be in the program today, and I'm excited to tell about what happened in Germany.
Yeah. Now, Connie, you told me that you just did a conference recently that you ran for, I think, 4 days or?
Yeah.
And
yeah. Lord, but actually, the scripture what you are speaking about, Isaiah 60, was exactly the same scripture what the Lord put in my heart, and to do a four-day conference with Arise and Shine.
Okay.
In the presence of the Holy Spirit, because I think we need the Holy Spirit to arise and we need him to shine.
Yeah. That's right. That's true.
So actually, we started up from Wednesday up to Saturday night, and it was fantastic to see what the Lord is doing during this time. And what we felt here is the people are really hungry. And it's not about only the Christians, it's also the non-believers are hungry for the word of God, are open to the word of God. They are reachable when we go out on the streets, when we speak with the people, when we share the gospel in the streets, what we do every week. Yes, and also the churches around. So I'm connected with several churches in this area, and they all stand up and stand together with me and showed up in this fourth night. And I never have seen a move from God in this really amazing way what he has done in these four days. Yes, and I see the Lord want to do something.
That's right, because you just finished.
The Lord is looking for people who are hungry, so I can do it through them.
That's right.
That's what I'm feeling. So this I don't know how to explain it, but at something inside of you will not allow you to stand still. It will. It's only go forward, go and preach, go and do the stuff. And I think that is what the Lord is really doing in the body of Christ, even with the people. He want to do something, even in the thing. Hey, we all know about coronavirus. We have not to talk about this one.
But yeah.
The darker it was, the more the light shines.
Yeah, even though deep darkness covers the earth, but yeah, the glory.
But, the glory of God. Yes, and that is what I felt to do. And we are continuing in our ways to with this. I just spoke with Wyndham short before, so we will do a continuing Friday night, Arise and Shine. So we want to take this, what the Lord has opened, we want to bring it and we want to press it through everybody can reach it.
Now I know your Friday night meetings is really a Holy Spirit night where the new wine flows, you pray for the sick. I mean, you set the captives free. I mean, it's very powerful.
Yeah, that we are doing this power nights, I think, meanwhile, 5 years or 6 years.
That's right. Yeah,
every Friday. And I think it was a key for what happened now, so we can prepare the people for that, what is happening now. We don't have to prepare the people. They are still prepared and they are hungry to get more and to receive more. They are standing and says, Lord, we want to be part of this, what you are doing now.
Yeah.
Yes, and that is really, for me, an amazing thing to see what happened with the church.
Yeah, and I also know, Connie, I mean, I've been, like I say, I've been coming to your church and to many of the churches in that area, preaching there, and you shared with me that there's a whole group of churches that are beginning to work together to stir revival and to bring and to preach the gospel, which is amazing. And just explain a little bit about that. And also, I mean, to explain to the people where you are in the world. You are on the east side of Germany, towards the
border side or to Czech.
Yeah.
If you go from the middle of Germany, if you look from Munich, which a lot of people know also in America, so we are on the east side from a little bit up from Munich and then on the east side to the border of Czech, which actually is really, if you look it for the history, it's a very dark area.
Yeah. Yes.
And there are several churches around and I still get connected. I had this impression in the beginning of the year to work with the pastor together. The Lord will bring it together in a new way and in a new understanding. We all know this movement about ecumene and so how to bring churches and everybody has to be together because we are Christian. And I believe the Lord is doing a new thing. He's looking for pastors. He's looking for churches who are ready to take what he wants to bring now.
But
this is the new fire.
But surrounded, the unity that comes is because of the move of the Holy Spirit and their love for Jesus and their love for one another, not because they want to go back and come under the banner of something that is old and religious.
No. What they are really hungry, as you said it. They are hungry for the move of the Holy Spirit and they are for the presence of Jesus. It's all about Jesus and about the Holy Spirit. And these pastors are hungry for their churches and even for the area. I think the most important thing is what we need is to be hungry so the Lord is doing something for the lost world.
That's right. That's right.
And to do something in this dark, lost world, I think it need a new equipment from the Holy Spirit for the body of Christ, because a lot of people are in traditional thinking and all this stuff, and the Holy Spirit is coming. And that is what I felt for Germany. The Holy Spirit is coming and is breaking up some old tradition thinking and to bring the new wine and the new river and the new fresh from the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ so it can flow through the body into the lost nation, because we need, really, we need a move of the Holy Spirit in Germany.
You know, Connie, I just get talking to you, and I've spoken to some other, you know, the other pastor friends in Germany, and I just feel such an excitement. You know, the feeling that I get is that the enemy came in, obviously, around the whole world, and there's so much fear everywhere, and it's almost seemed like to us for a short while there that, oh my gosh, this is it, we've lost our freedom, we can't meet as a church. But I tell you what, I just know in my heart that the Lord is completely turning this thing upside down, and it's resulting in a move of the Holy Spirit, because what we are starting to recognize is that a lot of Christians suddenly realized how important church is and how important their relationship is with the Lord, and that they were taking it for granted. But now they're saying, wait a minute, we want it. We want the Lord. And it's like done something in them that is and this is happening all around the world with the believers. And they're responding. And I tell you what, the Holy Spirit, I think, is also responding. And I believe that as we move through this year and into the in 2021, it's going to be like a wave that just starts and builds and builds and builds and overflows into next year. Because a lot of Christians, I mean, they're looking at 2020, and I think in their head they're thinking, is there even something after this year? Because it's so bad. But I don't. I think the Lord is doing something.
That's a crazy thing. As strong as this coronavirus is taking place in Germany and in around in this area, as stronger we stood as church, and I felt that a lot of people around get hungry for it. So I can see it with when we do the live stream and all this stuff. So people are so responding of the people. What? Yes, we can make it.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a need to be encouraged, and the Holy Spirit encouraged the people, and everybody who listened to the voice of the Holy Spirit, he got encouraged, and he stood up. That is what I realized. People who are sitting in the church for Sundays during this time, during this lockdown, they stood up in their homes and says, no, we are not going backwards. We are going forward, and we stay with our Jesus. And Holy Spirit, you are the one who lead us to how to do this. We are. Yeah. Nobody from us has experience about what happened in this last few months. Yes, but the people stood up and they get a hunger and they get a trust, and the faith was builded. Hey, the Lord is around and the Lord is with us, and we are. It's not only a prayer from Psalm 91. It is the truth for us, and yeah, we stand. Nobody can take us out of the presence of the Holy Spirit. And if we walk with him, we feel we get stronger and stronger. And this is what I feel by the time now for the people who are with us and in Germany who take it in this way. They are hungry to press it through and to bring it out so everybody can reach it.
Yeah. Now you're going on the streets. You're doing an open air meeting on the streets.
Yeah, we are doing tomorrow. Okay, we are on the street with several programs. Yes, but actually for tomorrow we want to send a sign into the town, and we are doing an open air crusade tomorrow. Yes, and I'm expecting really a lot of people around from the body of Christ. Even and when we gave out the invitation to the people in the town and all the things, so people are really, really hungry, and said, what you are doing, open air, you are doing a service, that's amazing. We will show up there. We need it. Because the church are still closed, and a lot of fears around, and people are hungry for this. We know it. Need is there, the people are hungry for God. The way. We know it. Yes. And we expecting tomorrow a great, great move of God for this town. Really excited what the Lord is doing, and I think we get a harvest in tomorrow, and it will be the beginning of summer. Yeah, because I think 2020 will not go in the church history as a year of coronavirus.
No,
it will go as in the history as this was one of the amazing year where the Lord shows us what he is able to do. And that's then at the beginning of that, what will follow the next year.
Yeah. Praise God.
Amen. That is what in my heart is. That is, Vincent, hey, you know me long enough. I'm burning for these things.
That's right.
Yeah. And nobody can stop and tell me, Connie, you cannot do. I can do everything with Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Yes, and as more I trust him, as more he showed up and is doing things, which I said, Lord, I never expected you, so you can do this in this way.
Yeah.
And that is what where he really surprised me every time.
Yes.
He says, hey, if you are going, I will be with you. And I really understand when God says he is with me. Now we can see results what we are not expecting, even if we seem big.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. But really, I mean, we cannot afford as the church. In fact, we must not. We must not let fear and have its way with us. You know, I mean, we know the scripture. You know, he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And really, as Christians, we are people of faith. We are people of the Holy Spirit. You know, the greater is he that is in us. And that's God's nature. God's nature is never to run and to hide. And it's not that as Christians we want to be contrary, but at the same time we can't just bow our knee to fear, because fear is contrary to who God is, the one that we serve, you know.
That is it. Amen. Yeah, and that is exactly what it is. We are not the rebellion of a nation.
No.
Of the Most High God.
Yeah, because, I mean, just because 2020 happened, it doesn't change the fact that there is a thief. You know, John 10:10, there's a thief that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus Christ has come to give life and life more abundantly. And that is still really the age-old conflict that is there and that is still happening. And so the church has to, the believer, the Christian, the church has to stand up and make a stand against what we view as a thief. I mean, sickness, doesn't matter how it comes or where it came from, who cares really? Sickness, we believe, you know, Jesus is the answer to that, that he is our savior and our healer and our deliverer, and he fills us with the Holy Spirit, and he's coming back soon. And that is the stand which we make, you know.
Amen. That is absolutely what we are standing for. And I believe we are just in the beginning of something amazing what God is doing.
Yeah. And you've just finished your new building project and your rooms and
not yet. We are still in progress to finish it at in the month of August.
But the main room is finished, though.
The main room is finished, and we opened it. That was an amazing thing. Can I share it for?
Yeah, please. That's why I'm asking.
That was an amazing thing with a new building, what we started. You know this place, and we entered this whole building where we are in 6 years ago. And by entering the building, I told everybody there's a side building, and we will take this side building where one day will be the church room. Mm-hmm. And everybody looked at me and told me I'm crazy. Yes, but I keep going on with this one. And last year, the Lord spoke to me to rent it, and it was an amazing story how this worked. But anyway, make a long story short, we find a way to enter it at the middle of December to start with renovation.
Yeah.
And then we have Christmas and all the things. And I told everybody, and I invite you for the middle of February.
That's right.
The conference in the new building. Everybody says to me, you are crazy. This is two months before Christmas. We have a change in
the We did it.
But we did it. At the end of the day, we are 8 days before ready.
Wow.
Yes. And we make the first service on a Sunday morning, and then up from Wednesday you are coming in with a conference, which was an amazing conference also. Yes. And I think 3 weeks later the lockdown came for the church from the coronavirus.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here and said, Lord, what's wrong? Hey, I have to pay a lot of rent now, and now we have to close the church. But anyway, the Lord stood on my side and says, don't worry about this. Don't worry about the rent money and all the things. So I will take care for it. And actually, he showed up to today so we can continue in the whole thing. And I realized one thing. The Lord put it really with this thing inside of me at the end of the last year to finish the building in February because of that what is coming.
Yeah.
Because now we are able to continue with our service, even if they told us we have to do this or this one, which we are not able to do in the old place, but in the new place we can do everything.
Yeah, because you've got more space. You can.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we are able to do everything what they are expecting or not expecting, doesn't matter, but we are in the new place, and we had a big opening. You were there when we opened. Saturday night, it was amazing. And at this Saturday, we spoke together about this was the beginning of a new thing. I think we don't know what we are talking about in this moment, but it was really a beginning of a new thing for this area. I can feel it. I felt it up today.
No, I believe that, Connie.
And I think it's just the beginning.
Really, to be honest with you, the last, I would say, almost, I don't know how many years has just been God. When you look back at it, God's just been preparing everything year by year by year to bring that you and the church to this point. It's really amazing to watch.
Continuing the last years, it really, if I look backward, it was a continuing building up from the Lord, from myself and for the church for that time, what is coming now.
So it's only good things ahead, Connie. It's only good things ahead.
Yeah. It couldn't be better. It could be always better. We just started to do something which will be so amazing, and I think it will blow away our mind.
Because
God will do something what nobody is expecting. So I'm hungry for it.
Yes.
And I'm ready for it to do whatever is calling me to do. I realized one thing. The Lord has done a lot of things the last one, now let me say the last 2 years with my private things what I've been handling. And he took it in a good way, and I gave him everything. Really, I gave him everything, single small thing of my life. Everything. It doesn't matter material, financial, private things, everything. Whatever it is. I said, Lord, I put it on your altar. Just do whatever you want to do. I am willing to go away what you are preparing for me. And it doesn't matter me what it costs.
Mm-hmm.
What can it cost? It can only get better. We will see more and more of it. And this is what we want. We are, really, think about it. We are always praying over years, oh, Lord, send revival. How should revival work if you are not giving everything for it?
Yeah, that's right. You have to.
If you are not willing to give everything, to lay down everything for the purpose of the kingdom of God, how you would get revival?
We must be able to pray the same prayer that Jesus prayed. I believe, you know, it's not my will, but your will be done.
Amen. Amen.
We must be.
And it's not only a prayer. It must only be ready to do it.
Yeah, that's right. Connie, tell everybody how. How can they see what you're doing? What is your website? Can they contact you or see what you're doing on Facebook? How can they do that?
Okay, you can. I think the easiest way to reach it is if you go on Facebook on just name Connie Oberle. So you are always connected with the church, and you get all information over the church. Because to spell it in English, I think it. I don't know it works, but we can do it. Maybe you can put it as a www Weinberg Church.
Yeah.
So the homepage site. Yeah. Even we are with Weinberg Gemeinde on Facebook also. But you can find all this thing if you started to go on Facebook on my.
So they just look up your name, and then they'll find everything.
And you can see all other things also. Yeah, all the information are going through Facebook, through Instagram. Yes, what belongs to the church. Even we are with live stream on Friday night and on Sunday morning.
So they can watch you Friday and Sunday morning.
You can watch me on Friday night up from 7 p.m. Sorry.
Bless you.
up from 7 p.m. German time, West Europe time, and the same on Sunday morning, 10 o'clock.
Very good. Well, Connie, let's pray for the people and I'll let you go first. Pray for them, whatever's on your heart, you know, and because, I mean, we know there are people watching that you know, are going through things. And
yes.
Okay.
Father, thank you for the opportunity to share what you are doing here in Germany, Father, even especially in this church. Father, I thank you. So you will take this word, what we have spoken now about what you are doing and what we are expecting. You will put it in every heart of those one who are listening to this recording, Father. And I pray, the Holy Spirit, you will bring it and you will take the seed and you will bring it into the heart and it will be raised up to what it is sent, Father. There is a hope and an invitation in this message, Father. Even if they are watching people, they are a little bit in a depression or in a little bit, they are not encouraged to go. I pray, Father, you, Holy Spirit, will come and encourage them and tell them, go ahead, go the next step. I am with you. I'm the one who lead you. I am the one who give you the strength to walk. There is no hopeless situation for any brother and sisters in Jesus Christ. Trust the Holy Spirit. Trust the Almighty God. He has a plan for your life. He has a plan prepared for your life. And he knows the way you are going through and he's with you. Father, give them really a fire and an understanding in their heart so they can stand up and says, yes, we are here. We are going with the Lord. Whatever it is that the devil is telling us, we believe the truth of the word of God and we are standing on the word of God. And Lord, I pray so your word will be alive in the heart of the people through the Holy Spirit and it will a consuming fire started to burn in the heart of the people. Set it free, Lord, not only for a small thing. Set it free for what you want to have it for the harvest of soul at the end time. Let the people free to be the working in your vineyard. Let the people free to be light in the darkness. Let them arise and shine, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes,
I pray the glory of God will go on them and will touch them, and the glory will shine out of them, and everybody who looks at them will see that the Lord is with them. Father, yes. I pray them for a new fire for the people around the world, and I pray, Father, it will be the army who stand for you in the last time where we are in, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, in Jesus'
name.
Hey, Lord, so thank you for your presence, Holy Spirit, just to come upon every person watching. And as Connie prayed, Lord, and Lord, we pray that you touch them, touch their souls, Lord, drive out the fear. Thank you, Lord, that you haven't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And Lord, just touch them right where they are, Lord. And, you know, if you're watching today and you're sick, we just say to you in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, be healed. The power of God comes on you now from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. And we want to declare to you that you are the healed of the Lord. Bless you. We speak life over you and we speak good things over you. And we say you have a good future. So God bless you. Thank you for watching. And Connie, thank you so much for sharing.
That's with us.
Yeah. And I do encourage everybody, go and check Connie out. Search him out online with his name, Connie Oberle, and it's vinebaggeminder.de, huh?
Yes.
Vinebaggeminder.de, or just look him up on Facebook, and all the links and all the information is there. So God bless you. Thank you for watching. And Connie, thank you so much, and we'll do this again because, I want to actually do an interview with you where we talk about your testimony. I know we've done it short in the past, but that is a powerful testimony. I've told you before, you should write a book about that.
Let me give one sentence about my testimony for the end now.
Yes, then we'll do a follow-up.
I always said in the beginning and it was chaos and it was dark, but the Spirit of the Lord was upon me. And I only want to tell you, I am a man who was absolutely hopeless living under the bridge.
Yes.
Today, I'm a man full of the fire of the living God preaching around the world, the gospel. That is only the small thing and a lot of story between.
And that is why we need to, your testimony is amazing, because there's a lot of people that are feeling there's no hope. How can anything ever change? And I mean, your story is about hopelessness into hope and into even
absolutely victory. Absolutely. we do it again.
Thank you, Connie. We'll do that. God bless you.
All right, guys.
All right. Let me.